Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. My microphone's not working correctly. My seat needs to be pulled in a little bit. Things are going well, and I got a little bit of a cold. Other than that, things are going well. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he's got the day off because he worked a day on the weekend. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Good. It's weird you mention microphone issues, though. Not weird, but it's odd because I was sitting here. We have like these little foam things that go over the actual microphone apparatus, right? They're called windscreens, radio nomenclature. Not going to get too far behind the curtain. But this one, I was just looking at it.
Okay.
And I'm going to actually pull it off.
And it has all kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there picking things off. And I'm like, what am I picking off of this windscreen? Is that like Cook's lunch? Is that...
It cooks hot lunch.
Hey there, Cookie.
Hey. What you having today, Cookie? Corned beef.
Or is this like
pork.
Something from between Mueller's teeth?
Ugh.
Like what? I'm seriously now considering investing in my own windscreen that I just like. That's the full on Starkey though. Like when you start bringing in your own apparatuses because you don't want to share things with other people.
Starkey, I think one time had a giant eagle bag over this.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm like 50-50 on whether you're pulling my leg right now.
I know, and I'm leaving it there. I'm not telling you.
I know.
All right, small town politics. I've had a discussion. I have a friend named Will Leinendecker. He is from West Homestead in that area. It's not a common name, right?
Like, yeah.
So anyway, my
name
buddy
rings a bell.
Will is such a good guy, right? And so we often laugh about the Mon Valley and different places and small town politics that you see on the news, like these meetings that you see and the lengths people go to they'll be screaming at each other over the snow in front of my house at the Mon Hall Council meeting or whatever. So anyway, this is not one in the Mon Valley, but I don't know where this is. I guess it's out in Westmoreland County, but it fits small town politics and how important it is to some people. Dateline Ross Traver Township.
Here we go.
Ross
out in my
Traver
neck of the
Township.
Woods now. Here we go.
WPXI Melanie Gillespie is a great reporter. She reports on this story. And the first line gives it all.
Okay.
According to court records, a Ross Traver Township commissioner is facing charges after he allegedly was spoofing numbers and setting up fake social media accounts.
Here we go.
Police said that he made fake social media profiles of his fellow commissioners and others. On November 20th, 2020, a man reported to the Ross Traver Township Police Department there was a Facebook account in his name with pictures attached to him and even personal information, according to this complaint. He denied having any Facebook account and told police he didn't give anybody any permission to create anything for him, and especially the pictures. The account was found the earliest post dated all the way back over a year. Additionally, there were 8 posts from the account from August to November that appeared to be reposts of articles that originated from an account named John Lorenzo, Ross Traver Township Commissioner. A majority of the posts appear to be related to issues involving Ross Traver Township, such as road closures, opening, park functions, holiday events, all court records, things like that.
Is Murph's going to be open when they open the ice rink?
Additionally, there was another post in September that shows a photo of the man with an overlay stating, "I'm with Eric DeVanzo." The account was reported to Facebook as fraudulent or parody, but it was not removed. In August, it was discovered that the account in question was an administrator of a Facebook group called Ross Traver Township News and Information. Okay? So it gets even deeper. The group appeared to contain conversations about the township, of course. Some got rather confrontational. That's what it says in this report.
I love the description.
The earlier post in the group came from an account in the name of John Lorenzo.
Back to Lorenzo.
And he stated at a public meeting he's the creator of the administrator of the first Facebook group. So this guy kind of tangled himself all in this. So they got a search warrant. Facebook provided three numbers. Additionally, data revealed there were private messages between multiple accounts. The man on the account returned to police that complained, stating he was receiving texts from these he didn't know that were bothering him. They matched the numbers up. They all match to this Lorenzo.
This Lorenzo guy.
Yes. So, police say they got search warrants for two additional accounts. They had the same phone number attached. Lorenzo. Text message sent to a person in 2020 in March. Multiple numbers. All turned out to be this Ad Hoc Labs, which Lorenzo is part of.
Okay.
Right? This business. A search warrant. IP address. Stated it belonged to Tony Lorenzo. West Newton, PA. He shared the following statement. You ready for Lorenzo?
Yes, I want to hear from Lorenzo now.
This is Lorenzo, who allegedly had fake Facebook accounts and was railroading people.
And was going after people on text message,
yes,
too, apparently.
These accusations allegedly will not define who I am. I never thought politics could sink to these depths. These lies have absolutely devastated my family. My livelihood's in jeopardy. But make no mistake about it. The truth will come out in the end. I will be vindicated. I've not done anything wrong or broken any laws. This is all a dirty, political-driven stunt with a false narrative to smear my name.
Fake news.
This is what happens when you do good in a community and select few want to see you fail and fall. I stand by my reputation, my body of work, transparency that I've shown, not only being in office, coaching multiple sports, 25 years of community service, 2 years as commissioner. I'm dedicated to this township. He bleeds Ross Traver green and white, and he'll continue to serve the residents, the community with accountability, respect, and integrity.
I didn't know Ross Traver
had
official colors.
He won't let those lies faze him or take away from his duty to the township. Always be here for everyone. I'm going back to work serving the residents of Ross Traver.
I ain't got time for this nonsense.
I do want to thank you for the support. My family and I greatly appreciate all the calls, texts, supportive encouragement. We can't thank you all enough. God bless and keep us in your prayers. So,
prayer hands.
Right, praying hands. I guess the search warrants may have all been wrong. And these numbers, it's coincidence.
Right. Sure, I'm sure.
Small town politics.
So, here's the answer to the question that we asked ourselves a lot earlier this year. What, back in like June, July? When somebody's Facebook gets, not hacked, I guess, but you know, some people start coming at you on Facebook or social media. Remember Rick Dayton's Facebook page got taken over by these Vietnamese women trying to sell perfume and jewelry? Go to the cops. I know. Now, listen, there are police listening right now going, no, please don't say that. No, Don, no.
I don't want to have to go through?
Yeah. Do you realize I had to sit there and troll Facebook for 6 hours just to find out who this Lorenzo dude was?
I'd much rather
be hitting speeders.
They can find out who you are when you write nasty stuff if they really want to.
Yes.
That's what I've always thought.
And somebody actually went to the level that we all, I think, look at each other and go, I'm not calling the cops about somebody being a jerk on Facebook. I'm not doing that. But somebody finally had enough and said, no, you know what? I'm going to. And the police actually did the job and found out who it was. And again, I'm sure that wasn't a lot of fun tracking that down. But that's the point we're at now where people can just, you got to expend police resources on Facebook nonsense.
Yeah, the small town politics. What a headache. What a headache people put themselves through. And then the importance of needing to be like the boss here, I guess.
This is why I rarely, if ever, go on one of those like community Facebook pages. Like there's a couple in our neighborhood, TJ community, whatever. I don't bother because all it ends up being, every single post, it could be something innocuous. Hey, my 15-year-old son's looking to make some money this summer. If anybody needs their grass cut, please let us know.
And you know what it turns into? Like It turns, somebody will find something political
right
to make that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, his grass cut. You know what? Guess how much gas costs now.
He's not going to be running that on an ozone action day,
right,
is he?
Right. Or, you know, I'll tell you what. My lawnmower back in my day, I could do 15 lawns before this new administration came in. Now you can only fill up your gas tank, and I can't even believe it. It's ridiculous cost of gas. It's China.
It's so nice to see a kid with a work ethic. Unlike all these people marching out in the streets, they ought to get jobs.
I'll tell you who matters. Seriously, that's
my lawn matters.
Right. I can't even go to Facebook. I can't do it. I just post comments of my kids. Pictures of my kids.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, but it is wild. But this guy, he had allegedly. Now this is all allegedly.
Right,
Lorenzo
might
be all right, but he allegedly had multiple ones. Multiple
Facebook accounts.
Yeah.
In the names of people that I guess he would be politically opposed to on the borough council, is what it sounds like.
I bleed the Ross Traver green and white. And
when does Ross Traver have official colors?
Also, if you're bleeding green, you might have to go see the doctor.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
That's what happens when you get the vaccine. You bleed green.
I tell you, poison. I ain't putting that in. Fauci.
Notice Fauci's got a second set of eyelids. They close sideways underneath the first pair.
You know, I have read about people that have parents that are like in their 60s, 70s, 80s that were otherwise, and I'm not taking a side in all of this,
mm-hmm.
otherwise like regular people their whole life and got turned on to Facebook in like the last 10 years and have turned totally.
Completely radicalized.
Bonkers to it.
Yeah, yeah. They're on like, both sides. On both sides.
Correct.
Yeah.
On both sides of it. They have like Al-Qaeda themselves Facebook.
It's
Americanized.
It's nuts.
It's wild.
People you thought were normal.
No, lived 55, 60 years normal.
Yeah.
And then just got
completely
turnt on Facebook.
Politically turnt.
No, like honestly, and I know we're laughing about it, but like got people who don't even know their parents anymore. They're like, that meme isn't real. Like the My Pillow guy, stop sending him money.
Yeah. Oh, no. So, an aside, my mother-in-law was not crazy. She's a very smart woman. But she was of a certain political persuasion that, she watched one channel all day. That's what she watched. She didn't go on social media. She never... God love Georgia Smith. She was a wonderful mother-in-law. Never went on social media. Had no time for computers or smartphones or anything like that.
Right, right.
But we are now getting her old mail forwarded to us since she passed back in May, right? And the stuff we're getting, the donation requests from these organizations you've never heard of, and then you look them up and you're like, really? I hope she wasn't donating money to these places because some of them are just straight quackery. And they try to take advantage of older people,
right?
And they literally send stuff to you. It's just, please send us money so that we can put this judge on a whatever, or do this, or and some of it's crazy stuff. Like, but it gives you an idea. We've started getting all that mail over the last 6 months or so. It gives you an idea of just how much crazy is out there. And if they can't get to you via social media, they'll just send it to you in the regular mail.
Radicalized. Like, on their, like seriously, they'll have, like, a YouTube camera trained on themselves. Like, JFK Jr.'s walking in this door.
Right.
Watch. And then they'll click on, like, well, who's watching that? 2,900 people. What? What?
Yeah.
It's not just you that's wacky.
There's all these other ones.
Oh, goodness. All right. Matt Clement, 7 o'clock. He joins Ray Fittipaldo at 8. And Doug Whaley for the whole 9 o'clock hour. What a show today. A good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.